We bring in Ernie Horsecamp. Ernie, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on getting to War Memorial Stadium and playing for a state title tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on your show.
Coach, when you look at your squad and, you know, being in the 2A, how many of your players play both sides of the ball?
Well, all of them, you know, with the way we have to do practice and everything. We've got 39 players. All of them learn both sides of the football. So, you know, it's a little different than the bigger schools. But, you know, in our starting lineup, I think we've got six two-way starters. But, you know, we have even more that see time on both sides of the ball, maybe being a starter on one side and be a sub on the other. So it's you know, it's a chore, I guess. What's that everybody used to say, playing Iron Man football, and it's still played at the lower level.
Yeah, those are good old days. That's how you're supposed to play right there.
Oh yeah, we still do. So we like it that way, and you know, it makes a complete football player.
Coach, when you look at this Junction City team that you're going to play tomorrow night, you two are no strangers. You compete in the same conference, and you've had some battles over the years.
Yeah, we really have. I think since, you know, we played, I was the defensive coordinator from 2006 up through 2010 when, you know, we had a good little run, us and Junction City both. And, you know, back in 2009, we actually beat Junction City in the regular season, and they beat us in the championship game. Then in 2010, we actually beat Junction City twice, once in the regular season. Then we beat them again in the second round of the playoffs. You know, we're no strangers to each other. Of course, we play every year. We played week three this year. They were able to come out on top. We actually had the lead all game, and they were able to score with about a minute and a half left, and came out with a win 20-14. So we're hoping we can turn the tables like they did back in 2009.
Now, do they run the true wishbone? And you look at what they've done over the last few games, they're averaging about 50 points a game. How do you teach your kids the discipline, you know, to stop a triple option?
Well, you know, they're not really in the wishbone now. They'll still get in it. They've been known to be in that, you know, for years and years, and their smash mouth rushing attack they've had over the, you know, over a decade now. And this year they're spreading it out a little more, well, quite a bit more actually, which, you know, they've got the trigger guy to do it now. I know everybody still thinks they just get in the wishbone and hand off the ball, but that's not true so much anymore. But you know, they've got a good quarterback in Shaquille Hunter, and everybody knows if you follow anybody that runs a spread, you know that it all starts with that trigger guy. And you know, they will still get in the wishbone and run it some, but you know, with that quarterback that they have and those playmakers that they have out on the edge, they're able to get the ball out quick or challenge you downfield. So it creates quite a challenge defensively, because you have to prep for both the spread and that powerful ground game that they have.
Ernie Horsecamp, head coach of the Bearden Bears, joins us now. And coach, what would meaning a state title, what would that mean to you and the program there in Bearden?
Well, it would mean quite a bit. You know, we've had quite a bit of success over the last 7-8 years, and you know, and we still, you know, we've been to War Memorial, played for two state titles, you know, back in 2007, and you know, I already mentioned 2009, but you know, it almost feel like it finishes it, not, you know, and finally, you know, top it off. And you know, it's because our kids work hard, you know, they put in the work, they've had a lot of success, and I'm not taking away anything from the seasons we've had over the last 7-8 years, but you know, it there does seem to be something missing, you know, so it would mean a lot to our players, our coaches, just our football program as a whole, and also the school and the community, because most people know that, you know, you get down to the 4A, 3A, 2A levels, a lot of times, you know, this, you know, the football players and almost everybody in town's on a first name basis. They know who they are. They see them every day, and you know it would be a big deal for everybody in Beard.
Talk a little bit about your senior leadership, and then also how they help lead. You know, when the ninth graders come over and your sophomores that are playing, how do your seniors really carry the team?
Well, the main thing is, you know, they've been there. They've most of them have been with us for 6 years now. Because again, you know, when you get to our lower, you know, the 3A and 2A levels, you know, a lot of coaching staffs have to, you know, they spend time with the junior high and high school. So we're very familiar with them. When these guys get to be seniors, especially this senior class, you know, they know how to lead. Some of them can lead by example. You know, they work hard in the weight room. They're leaders in practice, whether it's by effort, showing the younger guys, you know, the effort that you've got to put forth at practice to get better. You know, the focus in the film room too. You always get, you know, you don't study a ton of film with these guys when they're real young in junior high, but you know, when you get to high school, film study starts to be pretty important. And you know, when those young guys, those 10th graders and 9th graders that move up, you know, see those seniors in there, you know, asking questions, you know, paying attention about, you know, what your opponent does in certain situations or at a certain formations or certain down and distance, whatever it may be, you know, it always helps. You know, the main thing is, you know, they just show the young guys how it's done.
Ernie, when you look at Junction City and knowing them so well and Coach Carpenter so well, what are some things that you are concerned with from them in the game tomorrow night?
Well, you know, it's funny when you play somebody so much, you do get really familiar with what they like to do in all phases of the game. Our kids know when we get ready to play Junction City, they basically know their base offense, defense, and they're even familiar with what they like to do in the special teams. But, you know, the biggest thing, you know, you always try to prep for, you know, maybe some little wrinkles that you think they may throw in, or, you know, and then, of course, whenever you're so familiar with their scheme, you start looking for maybe some mismatches that, you know, they may have on you. And that's something that we probably go in with the biggest concern, because they've got some guys, those skill position guys they've got, you know, they've got some guys that can really cause you some trouble in open space, because if you get a one-on-one matchup, you know, out in open space, you know, with those guys, they have the ability to take it to the house.
Ernie, I want to ask you too. I know your focus is on tomorrow night and what's going to take place there at War Memorial Stadium. But being a high school coach in the state of Arkansas, and Arkansas has now announced their next head football coach in Brett Bielema, what is your reaction to the hire of Coach Bielema at Arkansas?
Oh well, you know, it's funny. I've been a Wisconsin fan, because I really have enjoyed Coach Bielema. Coach Bielema's watching their team up at Wisconsin. That style of play, especially, you know, they're always good on defense. They're always physical, and I know he's kind of got for some reason he's had a reputation for just running the football. But you know, if you look, I think he's got a couple quarterbacks in the NFL that he's coached. So I think everybody in Arkansas is going to be real pleased. And you know, I thought it was a great hire.
Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you and see you tomorrow at War Memorial Stadium when you take on the Junction City Dragons for that 2A state championship.
Good luck. Thanks again for having me.